Washington, this is VOA News. Israel and Hamas agree to another truce. Nigeria confirms second Ebola case. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. It begins early Tuesday. The announcement came late Monday in Cairo, where Egyptian mediators held talks with a Palestinian delegation on terms of a durable truce in war-torn Gaza. A senior Israeli official was quoted as saying an Israeli delegation was headed to Cairo for talks during the three-day ceasefire aimed at reaching agreement on a long-term truce. Earlier Monday, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the country's military forces were nearing the end of their push to destroy tunnels Hamas has used to store weapons and infiltrate the Jewish state. But he said Israel's 28-day campaign to demilitarize Gaza and end Hamas rocket launches into Israel will end only when there is a prolonged period of quiet and security for Israeli citizens. The death toll from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has jumped to almost 900, with dozens of new fatalities reported in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The World Health Organization released new figures Monday as authorities in Nigeria reported the country's second confirmed case of Ebola, a doctor who treated the first patient, who died July 25th in Lagos. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
The Nigerian government says it is increasing health screenings at airports and international land borders after tests confirmed over the weekend that a Nigerian doctor has Ebola. The Lagos doctor cared for Patrick Sawyer, a Liberian-American finance consultant, who died of Ebola on July 25th, a few days after traveling from Liberia to Nigeria through Ghana and Togo. The doctor, whose name was not released, is currently being treated in isolation. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
An American doctor who contracted Ebola while treating patients in Liberia is reported to be improving in a hospital in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta. Dr. Kent Brantley received a dose of an experimental serum before leaving Liberia and also received blood from a 14-year-old boy who had survived Ebola under his care. Another U.S. missionary who contracted the disease in Liberia, Nancy Wrightbull, is expected to arrive at the same Atlanta hospital Tuesday for further treatment. Secretary of State John Kerry told African leaders visiting Washington for a three-day summit that the United States is ready to strengthen its business ties with Africa. VOA's Pam Dawkins has details.
Kicking off the series of events, Secretary of State John Kerry says a dramatic transformation is possible in Africa, and it's possible within the next few years. He urged African ministers to embrace free market ideals and U.S.-Africa cooperation.
So I say unabashedly, we want and we will work hard to get more American companies to invest in Africa. We also want more African companies to invest here in the United States, and there's no reason that they shouldn't.
But he also called for greater transparency and a commitment to fight corruption. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Libya's newly elected parliament held its first session Monday in the eastern city of Tobruk, 1,500 kilometers from fighting in Tripoli between rival militias vying for control of the international airport in the capital. About three-fourths of lawmakers showed up for the start of the session, held in a heavily guarded hotel. Thousands of Chinese rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors of a powerful earthquake that struck southwestern Yunnan province Sunday, killing almost 400 people. Police, firefighters, and soldiers are battling heavy rains as they dig through the rubble of thousands of buildings that collapsed in the quake, which measured 6.1. Russian officials say the military is beginning exercises in the central and western regions of the country, which would include the Ukraine border region. The officials say the drills involving more than 100 fighter jets and helicopters will go on through Friday. The White House press secretary, who was shot and suffered a devastating head wound in the 1981 assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan, has died. James Brady was 73. He had suffered from a number of health problems. James Brady was near President Reagan outside a Washington hotel when a gunman, John Hinckley, opened fire in an unsuccessful attempt to kill the president. Mr. Reagan was hit twice but recovered, while Brady was left paralyzed and permanently disabled. Brady went on to conduct a lifelong campaign for tighter U.S. gun controls. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.